There are bunches of ways to skateboard. There is longboarding, ripsticking, vertical skateboarding, and street skateboarding. These all have different skills that you need to develop. The skate park is good for some of these skills, but the park is not big enough for all the kids with boards, and being able to practice on the street where we live would be breaking the law.
I feel you guys shouldn't do this ban. I mean, I like to skateboard on the streets too here in Petersburg. It's a beautiful city. I like to ride around, so I agree with these little kids over here about keeping the ban. It's what we do. It's for fun.
Skateboards should not be singled out from using the street. What about when we play ball, both basketball and baseball, or ride bikes or rollerblade?
Most kids are aware of their environment. Most kids are respectful that a car will win in an incursion. I totally agree that there are a few who have blown off caution and respect and grabbed a fender or bolted down a hill into the street. It is these folks that are responsible for the creation of this ordinance. I believe there should be consequences for reckless acts. But I say this ordinance is not the solution.
And I personally don't skateboard, but I know a lot of people who do, and they're very safe about it, even in the streets. They avoid traffic, and I think it kind of singles them out from other sports and activities that are going on, because even just like a few days ago, I was driving along, and a guy went right past me on a bike, ran a stop sign, almost got hit by a car. It's kind of ridiculous. He was probably in his 30s.
Those were just a few of the many skateboarders and skateboarding supporters who spoke at the council's public hearing. They were opposed to an ordinance that would expand the area where skateboarding is not allowed in town. Landscaper and longtime skateboarder Matt Garretts asked the council to send the measure back to the Public Safety Advisory Board so that, as he put it, the law can be written fairly and skateboarders did not feel so singled out.
By fairly, I mean that the law needs to apply to anyone who enjoys whizzing down a hill on wheels, whether that is on a bike, rollerblade, scooter, or whatever. The other day, I saw a well-known fisherman on a bike come down off the Joa Hill right across Nordic, running a stop sign. He barely looked both directions, and if an officer had seen him, I doubt he would have given him a fine. But if a kid who was on a skateboard did the same, out comes a ticket book. If I were to compare the two, I know who can afford that fine, and I know who should know better.
Garretts said education was the key, and he offered to help teach kids how to be safe while skating. The Public Safety Advisory Board developed the ordinance at the request of Mayor Al Dwyer, who had safety concerns after hearing from a member of the public who almost hit a skateboarder in her car.
And he came out from between a couple of cars or something. He was crouched down. She didn't see him when she was backing up. And her heart stopped when she felt she could have hit him very easily. So she came to my house and asked me to bring this in front of the Public Safety Board.
Currently, skateboarding is only prohibited on the road and sidewalks of Main Street. The new measure would extend that ban to the sidewalks and side streets roughly a block beyond Main Street, but the part that generated the most concern among the public was a prohibition against skateboarding on the driven portion of any street in the city. Upon realizing this, Dwyer said even he objected to taking the ban that far, as did the rest of the councilors, like Bob Nilsson.
Skateboarding, I feel, is just the same as these kids do. If a skateboard is no different than a bicycle, I've had a lot more close encounters with bicycles. So the way it reads now, I can't support this.
Councillor Melinda Hofstad also thought the ordinance went too far, though she agreed it was a safety issue and young skateboarders needed to learn more about the rules of the road.
I've had encounters with bikes, but I have had an encounter with a skateboarder going down Nordic Drive in front of my house that was pretty scary, too. So I think we do a bike fair, we teach people how to be safe on bikes, and I think education is more important at this point than making an ordinance, because I think we need to educate people. Maybe these kids are really safe, but there's some that aren't being, and I'd rather see that, and I'd rather see this whole thing go back and get reworked, because this is banning it off of every street in Petersburg.
The councilors all agreed that the city should not ban skateboarders from all city streets. According to Police Chief Dale Stone, that was not the intent of the safety board, but he thought it would be irresponsible to allow skateboarding anywhere on a street. The idea of the wording, according to Stone, was that skateboarders would need to stay to the sides of the streets.
By the way it's written, if there is a fog line and some pavement off to the side there. They can ride on that. We're not restricting that sort of traffic. If there is a road wide enough where the, you know, within the width of a vehicle and that, they can ride along the side, we are not completely restricting them from the streets, just on the main driven portion. And I think the Public Safety Advisory Board did their job in drafting this particular language.
Ultimately, the council decided to make a significant amendment to the ordinance so that the rules for skateboarding on streets mirrored the rules for bicycling. For instance, skateboarders would have to skate to the far right of the road rather than in the middle of the street. The ordinance would still ban skating within roughly a block of Main Street, except during local events when Main Street is blocked off to traffic. Regardless of the ordinance language, it was clear to Mayor Al Dwyer that there would also be some value in making improvements to the town's small local skate park in the future.
It sounds to me like the city manager is going to have to put something in the budget next year to deal with this skate park. It sounds like it's a real good idea. It sounds like it's something that will be used, for sure. And make it as nice as Juno's. They have a beautiful one.
The council passed the amended ordinance in its second reading unanimously Monday. The council could make additional changes at the October 6th meeting when it will vote on the third and final reading of the measure. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.